This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Sign-ups for individual health insurance through the state's exchange are higher than last year. So far this open enrollment period, more than 57,000 people have bought a health insurance plan through the exchange. That's 7,000 more than the same period last year. Most who have enrolled so far qualify for financial aid. Coloradans who want health insurance starting next year must enroll by December 15th. Starting in the new year, employers across Colorado will have to withhold money from workers' paychecks for Colorado's new family leave program. Tracy Marshall directs the program.
Unless you're self-employed or have a one-person operation, then this will impact your business.
Employees will have to pay up to 0.45% of their wages into the program, which will go toward paid leave for private sector employees in 2024. CU Denver faculty and staff want answers about the university's $12 million budget shortfall. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The university has asked school departments and colleges to plan for 3% reductions for the next fiscal year. Already, course selections are being cut, class size caps are increasing, and open positions are not being filled. Associate Professor Marty Otañez.
The current mood is bleak. People are concerned. There's a lot of anxiety.
Faculty and staff are calling for more transparency and a freeze to the cuts until they can give input. University officials say the shortfall is because of drops in student enrollment, inflation, and the higher costs of doing business. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, 54 degrees this morning. Denver at 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.